Hallelujah. Glory. Sister Lori, could you put Deuteronomy chapter 31 and we'll go to verse 6. We covered this before, but I feel led to cover it tonight. This along with some other passages of scripture. Amen. Last week we talked to you about the Spirit of God just quickened to go in this direction, and it was about seed sowing and also about tithing. Many people don't believe in tithing. They don't believe in seed sowing. Gosh, I got a whole empty section. I shouldn't say that loud on this. Let me preach to this and prophesy. Bring in souls in Jesus' mighty name. But we were talking about the sowing and the reaping and the benefit of both. The tithe, if you will, the tithe and the sowing and reaping. The benefit, the tithe keeps the windows of heaven open over us and causes rain to come down upon the seed that we even sow. God says that we won't go without because he will pour out blessing that we don't have room to contain. But God has ways of blessing his people. We can't send money to heaven and we don't see money falling from heaven, but we have principles to live by that will cause things that God has already deposited in the earth to come into our possession. As we hold fast to the promises of God, as we hold fast to the word of God, we will see those promises fulfilled. The key is faith and patience. Everybody say faith and patience. Those two go hand in hand. Faith and patience. It's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises of God, which are yes and amen. And I know there are many people in the body of Christ, and trust me, if you feel like you're in that category and you feel like, you know, you've been abandoned or you've been forgotten or you've been forsaken or, you know, it doesn't work for you, you're not alone in feeling that way. I'm not saying that it's the right way to feel. But what I am saying is that there are many in that place. You hear many who are preaching the message to God's people simply on the fact of, you know, you've been given, you haven't seen the results, you haven't seen the promises, but still encouraging to keep on believing, because God's not going to fail you. He's going to come through. You even have some that will give you reasons as to why they believe God has not come through on an individual's behalf. But the thing of it is the key is faith and patience. It is through faith and patience we inherit the promises. The promises of God in Christ are yes and in him, amen. That's the word of God. You can't undo it. I mean, you can doubt it. You can question it. You don't have to believe it, but you can't undo it because God said it. He set it in motion. Therefore, it cannot be reversed. I mean, God could call it back if he wants to, but he's not calling it back. He's released it to us to grab hold of. Jesus wants to find faith in the earth when he comes. Therefore, faith must be operating even now. Faith and the ability to wait. A woman gets pregnant. She finds out she's pregnant, and if they were planning on the pregnancy, they finally find out whether they do those instant tube things. What do you call those? Pregnancy test, you know, if they do that, and they may do it twice just to make sure, and then they get excited about it, and it's like, yay, we're pregnant. I don't know why they get that we in there. It's only the woman that has to go through it, but the men just, you know, yeah, we are. It's like, no, we aren't. She is. Praise God. But many do that, and that's, you know, for whatever reason they do. But, you know, they get excited about that. They're going to have a child. But in their excitement, it doesn't make the child come forth any sooner than the day that that child is destined to be born and come into the earth. And so through faith and patience, you wait. And even in the patience of it, and women who have had children can, you know, probably articulate this better than I can because you can speak it from experience. But, you know, your body goes through changes. You know, and the baby starts to form and develop on the inside of you, and your body starts to change and all, and, you know, it starts to, you know, it's closer to delivery. It starts to really get itself ready, and, you know, before you know it, I mean, I'm not trying to put on blast, but I looked at Sister Maria Monday night after QLM, and it's like she's got a, what do you call it, pooch or pouch? Both? Baby bump. That's a new term, baby bump. You know, if he said that back a few years ago, we'd be like, what in the world are you talking about, a baby bump? Yes, but baby bump, a pooch, a pouch. I think it's called a pooch. But, you know, she's bulging out there. And I'm like, you're out there already. I mean, just informed not too long ago. And so, anyways, you still have to wait because that development goes on. And you really don't want to rush it because that would endanger the baby. So you wait patiently. You know, 9 months, and those months can be tough. I mean, she can have a hard pregnancy. She can have one of those pregnancies where, you know, every day she's visiting the restroom in the porcelain bowl. Many of you know what I mean. I just don't want to be gross. But every morning sickness, as they call it. So, you know, and that doesn't feel good to them. They're eating crackers and things like that to try and keep something down, but it keeps coming back up. But they have to go through that stage, and some don't go through morning sickness. But, you know, it may be just a hard, difficult pregnancy. Nevertheless, when that baby comes out, the woman rejoices, and she's glad that her child has come into this world. But, you know, you can't rush it. It's only going to happen the day that the baby is destined to be born. And so the same with the promise of God. The promise is that seed that penetrates the womb of your spirit, and it matches up with your faith, and you know it just conceives and starts to develop within you, even as you're coming towards the time of it being born. You may go through changes, if you will. You may go through different types of straits and all. Something may happen that may make you think that it'll never happen. But you got the word and you have the faith. The only thing that would be lacking is the patience to wait it out and to work out and to walk out. You know, if a woman is pregnant, she doesn't have to keep going to the doctor to ask herself or ask him or her, am I pregnant? Yes, you're pregnant. Okay. Am I pregnant? Yes, you're pregnant. I don't feel pregnant. Yeah, but there's a baby in there. Just wait a while. You certainly will be saying you're pregnant. But the thing of it is she doesn't question because she knows something's happening. Likewise, in the realm of the spirit, we don't question because we know that something's happening. We may not understand everything. Who could just explain everything that went on in their body as a lady? Everything that went on in your body being pregnant with a child, who can just explain all of the details? Well, you see, day one, this is what was happening. Day two, this is what was happening. Day three, this is what was happening. Day four, you know, month one, month two, month three, month four, month five. All of these things were going on. Just detail it all, you know. It's like you don't see everything that's happening. I mean, medical science can tell you the things that are happening, but you don't see it, but you know it. You feel it. You believe it. And some of the things that we go through that may cause us to question or doubt are some of those things that are simply just, you know, it's just developing. You understand what I mean? Is that clear? It's just developing. It's happening. Jesus described it like this: the farmer sower, he goes out and sows seed into the field, waters it and all. And, you know, he goes on in, and, you know, he doesn't know or understand how everything is going on. Of course, now with technology and everything else, the advancement of society, they can tell you all of the stages and everything of plants and harvests and, you know, stuff like that. But it's like, you know, in the early days, he just went out there and planted and watered it. And first the blade, then the ear, and then the full grain of the ear. You know, and that's faith. We don't have to see all of the process. We don't have to understand all of the process. We just have to know we're in process. At the moment that we believe, something was conceived on the inside of us, and it's got a birth date, a due date, if you will. These things. Does it look like they're foggy? Okay. Up here, it's like, whoa, under these lights, especially. It's like, how in the world can you see? So with that being said, let's go. It's on the board. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6. The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. That's pretty good. Oh, that is good, but that's not the one we were going to. Did I say Deuteronomy 31? Can you go to Deuteronomy? But that's good. We better wait. Hold on, Sister Lori. We better wait because the Holy Ghost is probably saying something to us tonight, especially speaking on faith and believing in the promise of God, where God says, okay, you've been here long enough in this mount. Okay, so you've been here long enough in this place. You've been here long enough in this state. You've been here long enough in this condition. Next verse. We'll just turn. Turn you and take your journey. Now, God's not saying get up and walk out of here. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale or the valley, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. You see how much territory, if we saw it on the map, you see just how much territory God was telling his people to go and conquer. What we see today, that tiny slither, it pales in comparison to what God said was their land. And guess what? They're going to get all of that land back. Praise God. And we're going to live there with them.
Hallelujah.
Next verse, and then I think we'll fast forward to 31. Behold, I have set the land before you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Can we just pray just for a moment? I just feel led. Stand to your feet. Praise God. Father, we didn't intend to go here, but we're here. There's land. There's land that is ours, and nobody can take it away from us. There's land, Father, that has giants in it, Amorites, Girgashites, Hittites, Hivites, Canaanites, Jebusites, that need to be driven out. And you are giving us power and authority right now to drive out the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Hittites, the, you know, Hivites, and all the other ites that are occupying land that you have destined for us. Father, this word speaks concerning the children of Israel under the old covenant, but that promise is still theirs for today, for you've declared and determined, you have decreed it, Lord God, that that land is theirs. Like so here, Father, in the United States of America, in Antioch, California, there is land for us. Oh, I need you to turn it up. I need you to turn it up just a little bit more. I need you to turn it up in Jesus' name, more intensity. More intensity, more intensity. Be more intense, intensify, intensify, intensify. In the name of Jesus, there's land, and you're saying to us, turn and take our journey. You're saying to us, the land is there, the land is ours. In Jesus' name, we drive out. We drive out. We drive out the adversary. We drive out the enemy. We drive him out of this community. We drive him out of this city. We drive him out of the homes. We drive him out of the lives of the people. We drive him out in the name of Jesus. Let God arise and let the enemies be scattered. Let them be scattered, Father, for the glory of God, that you may save in this community. You may heal in this community. You may deliver from destruction in this community. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, Master, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Display your mighty power. Stretch out your arm, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray this. We believe it. By faith, we claim it. And by faith, we call it done. We call it done. We call it done. So we serve all of our enemies' notice that are on the land that you have declared as ours. In the name of Jesus, you shall not have it, but we shall have it. You shall not possess it, but we shall possess it. We shall dispossess the occupants. We shall dispossess the inhabitants that are occupying the place and the land that is declared ours by Almighty God. And Father, we give you thanks and praise right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, through faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God. The promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. Hallelujah. God intends for us to have land. God intends for us to have land. I have set the land before you. I have set the land before. I have set the land before God. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you thanks. We give you honor. Oh, we bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. You, hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. You don't have to, but you may be seated if you can. And you so desire. Go in and possess the land, which the Lord swore unto your fathers. Abraham, he's our father. Amen. Hallelujah. If we are Christ, then are we Abraham's seed and we're heirs according to the promises of God. Do you believe that? The Bible says that. Paul was speaking to Gentiles. He wasn't speaking to the Jews. He even told the Jews, you know, you're not a Jew because you were born in the stock or in the lineage of the 12 tribes. One is a Jew who is one inwardly. And so we are Abraham's seed. So that promise is ours to give unto them and to their seed after them. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. That's good. That's good. Okay, let's go to chapter 31, Sister Lori. Praise God. Wonderful. Verse 6. Moses went and spake those words to Israel. He says, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. Hallelujah. God is with us. He goes with us. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Remember the words of Jesus? Let's go to, we can open our Bibles up to this passage. Let's go to, I believe it's Mark, chapter 16. And if it's not Mark, I don't want to guess. So therefore, I will look instead of having you go all over the place. Oh, okay. It's Matthew 28. I thought it was the closing words in Mark chapter 16, but it's the closing words in Matthew chapter 28. And we'll begin at verse 20, which is mid part of a, a verse or sentence. And it says, teaching them. These letters are in red, so we know it to be the words of Christ. That's what the red letters mean. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. This is the Great Commission. This was not just to the 12 apostles, 11 at that time, because Judas had hung himself. But even those that would come after them. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Has the world ended? Are Peter and James and John and Matthew and Bartholomew and Simon and Jude or Judas, are they still around? Where are they? They're in glory. Everybody agree with that? The Judas I was talking about was not the Judas that betrayed Jesus. But we agree that they're in glory. Amen? And we agree that the world has not ended. So when Jesus says, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world," the world hasn't ended, and they're not here. So he's not just speaking to them. He's speaking all the way forward, even to us. And this is something that we must constantly remind ourselves of, especially when we go through ups and downs in life. Because Jesus will always keep us up, even when things don't go our way. And this whole thing deals with just our walk with God, the walk of faith, that we, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. We don't forget that. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises, but we just never give up. We just never back down. We just never stop believing. We just never quit. God said it, that settles it, and we keep moving towards it till it manifests. We're carrying that baby in our womb because that's where we believe. We have God's word to stand on, and we believe. So something has conceived within us that we believe God to bring to pass. And we have not only the faith to believe he will do it, but we have the patience to endure till it comes. Because in the midst of that is the development and the contractions and everything else that goes on in a pregnancy, if you will. It's not the same as a pregnancy of a woman, but you can look at those things and just, you know, not to spiritualize everything, but just to kind of relate to, okay, you know, I'm in my first trimester. I'm in my second trimester. I'm in my third trimester. And I know it's got to be getting close because it's intensifying. Everything's intensifying all around me. If the attacks are there, they're intensifying. If it's, you know, things just not working out the way I wanted it to, it's intensifying. You know, pressure's coming on. It's intensifying. Those are signs, if you will, that you're about to give birth. Those are signs that tell you that it's near. Even Jesus talked about the tribulation. When you see all of these things happening, know that the end is near. These are just signs or indicators. And so, you know, Pastor Raj said it this way. Your greatest victory will come on the heels of your greatest, I'll just use this word, attack, if you will. And it's like when you get so close, whether it be the adversary or just conditions all around you, things will intensify so much so that you'll be like, man, what's happening? What's happening is you're getting ready to deliver. And so you got an opponent out there that wants to abort it, but you're getting ready to deliver. You got things going on that kind of make it difficult, tight, if you will, make it seemingly impossible to come to pass. But God says, this thing is about to happen. Praise God. The water bag has broke. The head has crowned. 2018, crowning achievements, surpassing victories. So the head is crowned. This year is going to be an exceptional year. One like no other. Amen. Are you tired of saying that? Are you tired of believing it? Do you have the faith and patience in order to see it come to pass? This year is it. Just go ahead and say, this is it. Hallelujah. This is it. This year is it. It's not next year. It's not the year after. It's not, you know, well, I see. No, this is it. Things have to happen. Praise God. Because we came into this year that way. And now that we are into the third month, if you will, almost completed, it's just the first quarter. There's still three more quarters to go after this. But this is the year. This is it. Big things are happening. Hallelujah. For the glory of God. So God tells us be strong and of a good courage. Why? Because we face an adversary out there. We face opponents. We face resistance and opposition. Ever since the fall of Adam, all creation groans and eagerly awaits the adoption of the sons of God. They're looking for someone godly to manifest, if you will. But the thing of it is that stuff has just become anti-God, and we see it reaching its climax. The whole nation, the United States of America, is about to, something's about to happen in this nation with the division that we have going on, with the animosity that is going on, the bitterness and the, you know, the division is not only in Washington, D.C., it's in every state capital, it's in the city halls, it's even in the church. We're divided along the lines of party affiliations, political affiliations, if you will. And the thing of it is something is about to happen. Either the devil is about to make one of his greatest moves on society and destroy humanity, or God's getting ready to cause a revival to hit this nation and other nations that's going to turn this stuff around for good and for glory. Hallelujah. I believe the latter. God's moving. Amen. God's moving. Too much stuff is happening for God not to be like, there's a reason why there's such a rumble and such chaos. Because God's moving. The adversary doesn't want God to move. He's the prince of the power of the air, the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. He is the ruler of this present darkness that has penetrated this earth. But God is moving. Hallelujah. So God's like, you be strong and you be courageous. Don't back down now. I don't know what it is with some saints of God. They start getting weak in their walk just because things get a little tough. That's when we're supposed to get stronger. Hallelujah. We're not supposed to tuck our tail and cower and go running hot. We're supposed to get stronger. No, get in your prayer closet and pray till breakthrough comes. Be strong and of a good courage. You got to be not fearful, but fearless. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. Jesus says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That means he's with us. And it's like, that's assurance. Lord, you're with me in this. I don't like what happened, but you're with me. And because you're with me, what you said is what will come to pass. Regardless of what they say, what you said has got to come to pass. You say the land is ours, the land is ours. That's it. It's a done deal. Amen? Praise God. It's a done deal. Hallelujah. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Let's go down to verse 8, Sister Lori, please, and then we'll stop. You can stand to your feet. I'm going to share this, and then we're going to stop. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Praise God. And it's something to walk in the room and know that God is winning the room before you. Hallelujah. Go in a place and know by faith that God is already there. He goes before you. He's leading this. Are you with me? Are you listening to me? He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. If God has to say it twice, not only is he establishing a truth, but he's reassuring his sons and daughters that it is so. Why would he say it? I mean, if you just know the presence of God, God don't have to say nothing. If you just, you know, I feel God all over me, praise God. So I know he's with me. Ooh, praise God. I feel him. I feel his presence. But it's the time where you don't feel the presence. That's when you got to know that he's with you. Yeah. Because we don't live by feelings. We do live by faith. This is why he gives us his word. Because his word, God and his word, they are one. God cannot lie. God will not lie. If he says he is with us, he is with us. If he says he will not fail us, he will not fail us. If he says he will not forsake us, he will not forsake us. Therefore, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be no coward. Neither be dismayed. This is for you personally and for us corporately. Don't be afraid. Everything's working out for your good. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for our guest. We pray, Master, that you be glorified as we continue to walk worthy of you, fully pleasing unto you. Faith and patience, faith and patience, faith and patience, faith and patience, faith and patience. Wait, 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 wait. I'm tired of waiting. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and they shall not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Either the prophet was a liar and a deceiver, a trickster, or he was speaking a truth to the true sons and daughters of the Most High God. In your waiting, who are you waiting upon? Because it's in the waiting where faith gets tested. God's not testing you to fail. God's not tempting you to fail. But your faith is being refined in the fire. And when you come out as pure gold. Hallelujah. All the contaminants are worked out. What you have is purity and perfection that brings glory and honor to God. And you have a greater appreciation of things. If everything comes easy, you won't appreciate it. It won't have that much lasting value to it. You'll get it, you'll enjoy it for a week, a month, and then you'll toss it to the wayside because you'll need something else to tickle your fancy. But when you have to engage, and when you have to endure, and when you have to overcome, and when you have to, when I say have to, when you actually go through these things, you have a greater appreciation of life, of the lesson, and of the prize. Ah, praise God. I hope you know what I'm talking about. Children of Israel, they felt like they were those who dreamed when they got set free from captivity. When the Lord turned their captivity, they were like those who dreamed. It just seemed so unreal. Why? Because it was so long. And they had to endure so much that when the time came for their freedom, they were like, is this real? Even Peter was that way when the Lord set him free from jail. He thought he was dreaming or having a vision. Then all of a sudden, he sees he's outside the gate, and he realizes that this is real. And so he goes to the saints and lets them know that he's been set free. I'm telling you, in this year, now you got to be faithing towards something. You got to be believing God and trusting God for something, and through faith and patience, you're going to inherit this thing. It's going to manifest. I'm telling you, it's going to manifest in Jesus' mighty name. And you're going to enjoy it more because you had to endure. You had to overcome. You had to stand. You had to resist. You had to move. And you saw God move even as you were moving, because he was moving in you all along. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for family members that are wayward. And we've had to pray for them for a long time. And we laid down our lives. And it seems like the more we pray, the more they ran in the opposite direction. But Lord God, because we did not stop. Hallelujah. Because we did not stop, we shall see the salvation of their souls, and it's going to be worth it all. Oh, the joy. We might as well just go ahead and shout now in Jesus' mighty name. We shout for the victory. We shout for our loved ones. We shout for the promises. We shout for the businesses. We shout for the promotions. We shout because our family is being delivered. We shout. We shout for the property. We shout for that land. We shout for that building. We shout for that house. We shout for that car. We shout for that job. We shout. We shout. We shout now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. And what a glorious time it is going to be, because it already is right now. We just thank you for your faithfulness. Father, see everyone safely to their destination. Let no evil befall them, no plague come near them, no hurt, harm, or danger come their way, but guide them safely, I pray. Now may the Lord our God bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance on you, and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, that the gates of hell won't triumph over you or prevail against you, but you shall triumph over the gates of hell. You shall prevail against them, because the Lord is with you everywhere you go, in Jesus' name. Be blessed. We love you. We'll see you Sunday, Friday, for those who are coming to Yahweh. The rest of you, we'll see you Sunday, if not sooner. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.